Wiseman Radio Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, lads and lasses, teachers and Mr. Swanick. My name is Houghton and I'm here to present to you hot topics. Hot topics for in school, but not only in school, but also in the world. And today we have three hot topics. So the first one is assessment week. Then the next one is year 11 and the last one is the lockdown. So let's get on to our first topic, which is the assessment week. We'll be back. And we're back. So as everyone knows, assessment week year 10 is coming up on the 21st of June, and there's many of us that are going to be feeling a bit worried, a bit nervous, a bit, what am I going to do? What if my mind goes blank during the test? Don't worry though, I'm here. Houghton's got you. He's going to give you some little tips here to help you. So the first tip on our list is prepare well. Make sure you get a good night's sleep before the assessment. Make sure you get a good night's sleep because, you know, you can't be sleeping in the exam. You can't be sleeping. Come on. What's that? You can't be sleeping. Next tip. Tip two is know what an assessment entails. Make sure you know what component to expect and what you need to do for that component so that you can get everything right. And don't forget to revise for that component. Please, just don't forget to revise. And our third and last tip is do not underestimate it. Do not think that the assessment is something that you can easily do. Take it seriously and not lightly. Remember this, seriously and not lightly. Okay, I think you got that now. Seriously and not lightly. But yes, that is the top three tips for assessment week.
Wiseman Radio Podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now I am here with the wonderful Miss Cooney. Head of year 11. And Miss Cooney, as you know, next week, the year 11s are leaving.
Yeah.
Year 11s are leaving, miss.
I know.
What do you think? How do you feel?
I'm really sad. They've been a big part of my life for, you know, 5.5 years. So it's been, I don't think I was ever really ready for this time. And it's been quite an emotional couple of weeks. I think there's more emotion to come next week. But yeah, I'm really proud of them. They've had a tough time. But I'm really sad to see them go.
Yeah. Next question, miss. What are your favourite memories with them?
Oh gosh, favourite memories. One memory I was talking about the other day some of my fellow colleagues was about parent meetings that I'd had. The parents of our children are just fantastic and they've given me loads of support over this time. My ultimate favourite memory was meeting with Jordan's mum, and she threatened the loss of trainers for him. And as a PE teacher and a fellow trainer lover, I really felt the pain there. So that was
he lost his trainers.
No, he didn't. She was going to take the trainers, and he was never going to have them. They were brand new. And it was just as someone who loves trainers, I was like, oh gosh, no. Let's. But you know, she was really great, and that was quite an interesting little meeting. But my dancers, all of their kind of work with all the dances that we've done for the school. Yeah. We had a very emotional heart-to-heart one of the years, and we all ended up crying. That was quite an interesting one. But actually just kind of watching them grow over the last few years, they had a difficult time to start, and actually seeing how they've kind of moved forward and become the young, brave adults. People that they are.
That is very nice, miss. Well, the next question, you kind of already answered it, but what will you miss the most about them?
Do you know what? They are a really funny year group. I don't think they realise, a lot of them, how funny they are and the joy that they really do bring to me each day. As much as at the same times I'm running around like a headless chicken after them, the fun, the kind of smiles they give me, that sense of achievement and just lifts my mood. So yeah, I'm just going to miss them so much.
It's very nice, miss. So miss, here with me, I have the Year 11 yearbook, and it looks very nice. And Miss, I believe it took you a lot of time to do this.
Yeah, me and the student leadership team sat for weeks trying to get that together. And thanks to all the Year 11 sending their photos in and everything else. But yeah, it took a long time, but it seems that the reception of the book has been really good. And the kids are loving it. So I've got my own as well. So I'll be getting them to sign it next week for my memories.
It looks really nice, Miss. It looks really nice. The usual pictures. But there are some comments here at the back of their favourite moments or things that they remember.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read some of them, Miss.
Okay, hold on.
There's one from Olivia where she says, "Rock Assembly. We were able to have fun on a trip as a year group and was able to know each other better for the future years. We made some good friendships there." Miss, what was that about, the Rock Assembly?
So the year 9 and 10s went on a Rock Assembly. I wasn't there on that one. But they went as a, I think it was the whole year group that went. And there's like different performers there and just a real sense of kind of coming together and being one year group and actually not worrying about school at that day. I think it was down in London they went to, so they went to Wembley. And just, you know, just having that time where they could just enjoy company without, you know, teachers or anything else pressuring them with work, so.
Yeah. The next one is from Mason, the Big Sleep Out. "The Big Sleep Out was an unforgettable time for everyone who attended, a great way to raise money." Were you there that time, Miss?
No, I wasn't. With little ones, I don't sleep, unfortunately, anyway. So I feel like it's always a big sleep out for me. But I must say, my year group have always been really good with fundraising, supporting. I know lots of them were in like the chaplaincy and stuff and have consistently supported that. So I'm really proud that so many of them did that. And, you know, for a great charity and those that live on the streets, it gave them a real sense of empathy towards them.
There's this one that I believe everyone will have a good laugh at. "The unforgettable year 9, Mr. Bohani used to yell at us every lesson."
Yes. Oh, Mr. Bohani, yes. I remember Bernadette were his form. And Bernadette, you gave him an interesting time. He was such a lovely, lovely teacher. But yeah, they did test him and he did have to yell quite a lot at Bernadette.
Yeah. Miss, which one is your favourite?
Oh gosh, let's have a look. Right. One of my favourites is from Dennis when he wasn't paying attention in English.
Yeah.
And obviously we all know great literature's pieces. And he answered James Charles instead of Charles Dickens. So that was quite a funny one.
Oh gosh.
Oh God, there's so many. Let's have a look. I mean, this one makes me giggle a little bit. Let me just remind myself. Abby, Drew, they were on a trip and they took from the chaplaincy sanitary products and on a coach trip decided they were going to throw them around the coach along with a bottle of shaving foam, which obviously probably was a bit of a mess. Again, wasn't on that trip, so that's fine. And then Joseph McKinley, during a race on sports day, really trying his hardest, was running his race and his tracksuit bottoms fell down. So you know, it's all fun and games really when they those stories happen.
That is very nice, Miss. Miss, what are the plans for the Year 11 prom?
Oh, Year 11 prom. So Year 11 prom this year, we are really lucky it's going to happen. It is going to be happening in July. And instead of having a traditional prom for my year group, I've decided to have Leavers Fest 2021. So they've all been given a VIP pass and a wristband to attend Leavers Fest. It's going to be just a night full of fun, glitter, food. We've got food trucks coming, ice cream vans, inflatables, like I said, glitter, DJ, sweet carts. It's just going to be a time to kind of celebrate the hard work that they've put in after what's been a very difficult year. And I know many of them have got several outfit changes, which is going to be, quite interesting. I don't think I've ever been to a prom where there's been outfit changes, but do you know what, Year 11, you may as well just go full out for your Leavers Fest. So
Full out. Miss, Do you want to be ahead of year again?
Yes, I have really enjoyed being ahead of year, and I won't forget the year 11s that are about to leave. They have been, as I said, a big part of my life and my first year group that I've seen all the way through.
Yep.
But I would love to, you know, do it all again with another year group. Yes, they'll be completely different. And my year 11s have got a real special place in my heart. But, you know, we have to all do what we have to do. And if I can go and inspire some more children, then that's what I'll do.
The little year 7s that are coming.
Little year 7s maybe, yeah.
So, Miss... Now we're going to play a quick game, I believe it's in a yearbook as well.
Okay.
It's the who is most likely to, so...
Am I using the one out of the yearbook?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you read it and then say like the
who
person...
Who it was, yeah, that's fine. How many am I doing then, Holton?
You can do 5, miss.
5, okay, so I'm going to pick my 5 that I really, really like. So, the first one is the most likely year 11 to become a priest, and that is a Joseph McKinley. The most likely to be asked for ID at 30 is Jordan Asua.
Smaller.
I know. Most likely to tour the world, so travel around the world, is Poppy Aston Copper. Most likely to be famous is our lovely Riley Layton, which we wouldn't expect anything less. But along that one, we've got most likely to win an Oscar, and that is Aaliyah Ryan.
Ooh. You can do more, miss, if you want.
Oh, I feel like I just keep going. Most likely to save the planet, we've got Winifred.
Oh, Winifred.
Yes. And obviously, this lady is going to have a company and be really successful, and that is our lovely Shama. Most likely to write a novel, we've got Olivia. This individual, I'm sure he is going to do this, he is going to cure a disease, and that's our lovely Pagan.
Scientist.
Yeah, definitely. And these two, I believe that they will get married, and that is our lovely Michael O'Regan and Megan Hannah. And I'm going to leave it there, because in case anyone hasn't seen the book, you've got some more in there for you.
Very true, very true, miss. Miss, thank you. Thank you for coming to the very first interview of this
No, it's been
radio.
A pleasure, honestly, Holton. Thank you so much for being a great interviewer.
Thank you, miss. First time.
Well done. You've done an amazing job. Thank you very much, Holton.
Miss, anything you would like to say to the Year 11s for the last time?
Year 11, I'm just going to wish you the best of luck. I will truly, truly miss you. Just remember, don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anyone tell you that you couldn't do it, because you did. You've made history, and now we're on to the next chapter of your journey.
Well done to you all, Year 11s. And thank you, miss, again, and see you.
Bye.
This is Wiseman Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back with the third topic, which is our current lockdown. We all know about lockdown, staying at home, Boris Johnson at home. But Nabila has got all the latest news of lockdown. So Nabila, take the stage.
All right, so I started with travels.
Oh yeah.
So from the 17th of May, you can start traveling around the world again. Oh, this is so bad, I can't do it. So from the 17th of May, you can start travelling all around the world again and embark on your new journeys. Relish the nice sun. Are you excited?
Yes, I am excited. Really excited.
Excited. But there is a few things that are gonna, you know.
Boundaries.
So there's an amber, red and green list. These lists basically, like, you know, dictate what countries you can go to, stuff like that.
Yep.
So basically Australia, can't really go to where you can, it's on the green list. But they're not willing to let us in,
yeah.
Which is quite sad.
Confusing, and
it's a bit of a bummer, because I really didn't want to go to Sydney.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's quite sad that.
Yeah. But I heard that someone in my family is having a little wedding, so in Spain.
Right.
So I'm just waiting to see what's the news under amber, green and all of that.
There's actually one country in Spain that you can go to.
What is it?
I don't know, I forgot the name actually. Sorry about that. But there is one place, so maybe soon we can go to the other places.
Yeah.
But soon we get to go and hug our relatives. Well, I think from actually 17th of May, we can hug our relatives.
Huggy, huggy, hug.
Yep. Go to restaurants, devour some mouthwatering foods, maybe some Nando's.
Nando's, chicken Nando's, TJ Fridays.
Yep. Some KFC. Actually, no meat. Actually, put that back. 21st of June is the first taste of what freedom's gonna feel like. No masks.
Oh.
No, like, more meet away thing.
Oh.
Aren't you excited?
Yes, I am. I'm excited. No more masks.
No more masks. I mean,
we've already started it in school, but.
Yeah. Get a bit of a taste of what it's really like, you know?
What do you think about, you know, not wearing masks in school? Because for me, it's a bit of a weird one. Like, yeah.
I mean, first day it was like, this is a bit weird, you know what I mean? And then you kind of got used to it in the end. Because sometimes I still wear my mask, not gonna lie.
Because the teachers, they used to say, put your mask on, but now it's take your mask off.
Yeah, so it's like, it's so strict, isn't it? Yeah, and then now it's like the complete opposite. It's like, what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what? Ooh, nice. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that comes to the end of Hot Topics. In CW, but not only in CW, but in the world too. Thank you for having me as your host, if that's what you want to call it. Thank you. And that's our three topics again: assessments, year 11s, and
lockdown.
Thank you, lockdown. But I'll see you guys soon. Cheerio.
Wiseman Radio Podcasts.